Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. He was a former claimer which shocked the racing world by scoring a 31-1 upset in the 125th running of the Kentucky Derby. His name was Charismatic. Fold at 8:40 p.m. on Wednesday, March 13, 1996, at Parish Hill Farm of Dr. Ben Roach in Midway, Kentucky, Charismatic was a shiny copper chestnut colt by Preakness winner Summer Squall out of Bally Babe by Drone. The colt's mother had raced just twice in her career and lost both starts by a combined margin of 32 lengths. Bred by Parish Hill in partnership with William S. Farish of Lane's End Farm, Charismatic sold privately as a weanling for $200,000 to Robert and Beverly Lewis of Newport Beach, California. The colt was put through his initial training with Amy Lopresti at Forest Lane Farm in Lexington, Kentucky, and she would later remember him as a colt which was head shy, funny about his ears, but never did anything silly. She added that he could gallop 2 miles and not blow out a candle. Eventually sent to the barn of trainer Dwayne Lucas, Charismatic lost in June, July, August, and twice in October of his juvenile year before finally breaking his maiden. That first career win came in his sixth start on November 21, 1998 at Hollywood Park, and it came on a class drop into the claiming ranks for a price of $62,500. Fortunately for the connections, there were no takers. Lucas decided to give Charismatic another chance to prove himself. As the colt began his 3-year-old campaign in January of 1999, Lucas entered him in the Grade II Santa Catalina Stakes, but Charismatic ran last, beaten 13 lengths. Following that performance, Charismatic went back on the market. Lucas entered him once again for a claiming price of $62,500, and once again the colt responded with a win. Sort of. Charismatic was actually second across the wire, but was promoted by the stewards after the initial winner was disqualified for interference in the stretch. Still, a win is a win. So once again, Lucas moved Charismatic into graded stakes company. This time, the experiment went better when he took runner-up at Bay Meadows in the Grade II El Camino Real Derby, a race he lost by only a head. But 1 month later, Charismatic finished a lackluster fourth in the Grade I Santa Anita Derby. Despite the mixed results, Lucas made a decision. Charismatic was going to the Kentucky Derby. The only problem was the colt did not have enough earnings in graded stakes to make it into what was likely to be a 20-horse field. And so it was that Lucas sent Charismatic to Kentucky, to Keeneland, for the Grade III Lexington Stakes. With Jerry Bailey in the saddle, Charismatic pulled a 12-1 upset. And with $230,000 in earnings for that effort, he was now fully qualified for a starting spot in the Derby. When Charismatic arrived at Churchill Downs, Jay Hovde of Daily Racing Form wrote that he looked like a briar horse come to life, with a bright caramel coat about 5 shades of red. Hovde continued, saying, "He has an avocado-shaped star between his eyes, leading to a dribble of white down the bridge of his nose and spilling slightly to one side. His front stockings reach nearly to his knees. The hind socks have slipped a bit, Pete Maravich style, but they still creep well up the cannon bone. His head appears small until you comprehend the thickness of his neck and depth of his shoulder, leading eventually to powerful loins and hindquarters." And so it was that Charismatic, the horse which Hovde had described, stepped onto the track at Churchill Downs on Saturday, May 1st, 1999, for the 125th running of the Kentucky Derby. Chris Antley would be riding him for the first time. The post-time odds were a whopping 31-1. Dave Johnson gives us the call.
Cat Thief digging in at the rail. Worldly Matter with Jared Bailey. Charismatic trained by Lucas on the outside. Now Lucas running 1-2. Charismatic on the outside takes command. On the inside, Cat Thief in the middle of the track. Menifee is flying, but it's Charismatic holding on to win it by a head. Menifee flying on the outside, and Cat Thief, I believe, was third. What a dramatic victory as Charismatic and Chris Antley team up to get the roses for Lucas.
In the words of a headline which appeared in the New York Times the next day, Charismatic not only had won the Kentucky Derby, but also had gone from claimer to acclaimed. Lucas would admit that he had never misjudged a horse as much as he had misjudged this one. And with a $2 mutual win ticket returning $64, Charismatic had scored the third biggest upset in Kentucky Derby history. Despite the win, Charismatic would be dismissed at 8-1 odds 2 weeks later in the Preakness, and once again he would finish first. By the time of the Belmont Stakes, the public finally had developed enough faith in the colt to make him the 8-5 favorite, but he finished third. It would be the final start of his career, as he sustained an injury that day as he was nearing the wire. Charismatic would be named Eclipse Champion 3-year-old male as well as Horse of the Year for 1999, becoming the first horse in 56 years to win the latter award despite not racing after the month of June. He would also retire to stallion duty at Lane's End Farm, where he stood for 3 seasons in Kentucky before being sold to Japanese interests. Following 14 years in Japan, he concluded his stallion career with modest success and came back to the U.S., where he then became a resident at Old Friends Equine in Georgetown, Kentucky. Charismatic died there in February of 2017 at the age of 21. He was a knockout looker and an overachiever, Lucas said as he reflected on Charismatic's career. It was a joy to be around him. We remember Charismatic, winner of the 125th running of the Kentucky Derby, and we wish everyone a safe journey later today in the 150th run for the Roses. Happy Derby Day, everyone. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.